Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
Understanding what Four Noble Truths are, how we can practically understand them and bring them alive in our daily lives is what we're all about here. So when he says you should know sufferings, Buddha was not suggesting that we should go out and find some more pain in our lives. Okay? That's not the intention. But Buddha was explaining that all of the pain and the problems that we are experiencing in our life are entirely normal, natural, in fact, because of the condition we find ourselves in. Our contaminated present mode of existence is the nature of suffering. Okay, so every day we have situations that we would rather avoid. True or not true? Every day, perhaps, we have some kind of suffering from separation, whether that's from the kids or from our partner or from chocolate or from, you know, something we desire to be with. We have to be separated from it. Even for a few moments, there's some level of suffering, okay? Because we want to be with something and we have to be without it. And every day, do we fulfill all our wishes? I don't think so. Failing to satisfy our desires, our wishes, is an everyday occurrence. And Buddha's saying this is normal. This is entirely natural. We think it's an aberration. We think this shouldn't be happening to me because I want this to be happening. And I want everything to be perfect. I want everything to be smooth. And I want to be happy and free. And therefore, we're spending all of our time moving the furniture of your life around and around and around. Like metaphorically, rearranging our lives externally in order that we find that magical condition where we'll finally just be happy and free of problems. No more problems, comfortable, secure, safe, happy. Finally, I can live my life. Right? We've got some kind of idea that drives our life so that we can get to that point. But Buddha's saying, while we are trapped within contaminated ways of thinking, distorted views of ourselves, of others, and the world around us, we are never actually going to be free of suffering. Right now, we're temporarily free of the pain of maybe a manifest illness or sickness, possibly. But it's just temporary. We are going to experience more pain, more sickness in our life. That's natural, that's normal, it's inevitable. It's a consequence of living in samsara. What Buddha explains is this contaminated mode of existence, a cyclic existence. So not just like there's painful themes and problems that go on and on and on in our life. You know, those themes that we've still been experiencing ever since we were a kid or a teenager or our younger self. They're still, You know, I've still got the pain of this loss or of that deprivation or of this frustrating situation I keep encountering. So not just those cycles. They're painful enough, aren't they? But Buddha's saying we need to see the context of this life in a vaster context. He's explaining past and future lives. Like if we were to die today, all of our pain and problems that we're now obsessing over will actually be over. But that will just be the beginning of the pain and the problems of our next life. Because our mind is a continuum. It cannot cease. Our body will cease. It's decaying and dying as we move around and pretend we're vital and alive. It's actually decaying and dying on us moment by moment. It's impermanent and it's inevitable. We're aging. We want to deny that process powerfully, especially in modern culture. We don't want to think about it. But just because we don't like the idea doesn't mean we're going to avoid it. It is happening. So the sooner we actually understand that we are aging, that we are going to get sick, and that we are going to get dead, and then we are going to take rebirth in another life, and then we're going to age and get sick and die, and all the suffering in between. All the levels of pain, of losing loved ones, of the frustrations, of our desires, of having to encounter all the things we don't want to encounter every day of our lives, and so much worse to come, potentially. So this is what Buddha's saying by you should know sufferings. Not just manifest sufferings that are occurring in our life now when we have some back pain or when we do get some sickness, but understanding deeply that we are in a mode of existence where it's perfectly natural, normal to suffer. So why is Buddha telling us that? It's a bit depressing, isn't it? It's like, well, okay, we don't really want to know that. And that's essentially, we're trying to live in denial of this fact. And we're kind of like, because we swing to this depression of just thinking, well, life sucks and then you die. So let's just, you know, bang out a few good times, go as wild as we can, have a few enjoyable situations and just hope for oblivion in the end, right? So we have these kind of extremes of nihilism or denying that there's any problem or pain, and like, life's fine, look, I'm fine, I'm in control, everything's okay. When actually we're just sitting on all this pain and problem and difficulty, and we just try not to tell the neighbors, don't show anything at work, just, you know, pretend it's all fine. And we even pretend to ourselves it's all fine. Buddha's saying it's not all fine. You know, he's just saying it like it is. Contaminated life really sucks. It's hideous. But what he's saying is, it's an effect of a cause. There's a cause of this. And it's not the boss, and it's not the work, and it's not the weather, and it's not our government, and it's not our society, and it's not any of those external reasons that we normally blame for our pain and our problems in our everyday life. We're always attributing our pain and problems out there. And that is not where they're coming from. The reason we experience pain, problems, is because we have a mind contaminated by self-grasping ignorance and all the delusions that come from this mind. This is true origin. Self-grasping ignorance. And if you've not already heard this terminology, it's basically a mind that perceives ourself, our body, and all the other things we normally see to actually exist. When in reality, when we investigate, they don't exist in the way we normally perceive them. We perceive ourselves and others and the whole world around us to be really inherently existing from its own side, truly there. Anybody experiencing some unpleasant feelings right now? No judgment. But, you know, unpleasant feelings arise naturally in our mind from time to time. What we do with that is we identify with it. And we perceive our mind and we think, I, me, that's me. And we believe that that me really exists in that unpleasant way. I am unhappy. We say, I am unhappy. I am these unhappy feelings. I am depressed. I am anxious. I am worried. I'm depressed. I've done that one. Yep. I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm this. I'm that. You know, all those emotions that arise, we naturally identify with them and we truly believe that that is who we are and we think it was never going to change. When we're in that depressed state, it's like, I'm depressed, and I just don't, I'm never going to get out, I'm like, it's going to go on forever. Do you know? When we're unhappy, it just feels like it will never change. But actually, sometimes in one day or even less, we can go from these really unhappy states of mind to actually feeling really quite light. You know, we do something randomly kind to someone and we go, oh, I feel quite nice about myself now. I was actually quite kind there. I made them a cup of tea and it's like, oh, a rare moment. But we actually feel good about ourselves and we think, okay, I'm happy. Maybe not even consciously think, but we're relating to a happy self now. So what happened to the unhappy self? If they really existed, what happened to them? You know, and if we check in any given 24 hours, there is many different versions of that self. But we don't believe that. We don't think about that. We think there's one self with different emotions. But it's really, every emotion is actually really solid and existing from its own side. Every pain, every difficulty, it's all very solid, isn't it? And we're grasping at that as if it really is that way. That's how it appears to us. So that's how we relate to ourselves. And then from that really kind of limited framework in our mind, we relate to the world around us. So when we're really fearful, for example, everyone and everything we're perceiving is threatening. You know, we're perceiving this really distorted reality because we believe we are an inherently afraid, frightened person. Anxious person, and every situation is inherently dangerous. So we're perceiving a distorted reality, you understand, by believing the self we normally see, by experiencing whatever emotions are going on in our mind, relating to that, relating to this body, there's a very fixed, limited self. And from that fixed, limited self, we perceive a very fixed, limited reality. We put people in boxes. We maybe don't want to admit that, but we're putting people in friends, enemies, strangers, depending on how we're perceiving them at that particular time. Even although those do change, you know, we know strangers become friends and friends become enemies. Or we dislike them. With one minute they were best friend and then they disappointed us, so now they're in the enemy category. So they keep changing, but still we're relating to everything as being fixed, especially ourself. So this is the misapprehension of our life, the mistake of our life, because we believe it automatically. This is not an intellectual problem, it's a perceptual problem where we're believing everything we are perceiving to be true. You're there, I'm here, there's an inherent distance and difference between self and others, and we're relating to one another in that way. All the time. I'm here on my own, this isolated, painful little discrete unit, wandering through life, a victim of circumstances as we bounce around this playground sometimes. Sometimes it's a prison. And, you know, just looking for connection. We wonder why we're lonely. We're wondering why we're so out of it most of the time. It's because our mind is pervaded by this distortion. And we don't even understand that there's this distortion in our mind. We think what we're perceiving is the truth. That's the mistake. We believe everything without question. So what Buddha is saying is, it's subtle, it's pretty deep, but all of our delusions, all our anger is coming because we believe the self we normally see. And anything unpleasant that approaches that self, we need to reject it. We develop anger and aversion to that unpleasant thing. That's the only way to survive in this life. It's cutthroat. We have to get rid of that. And we need to get that. Yes, I like that. So we'll bring that closer. We'll try and possess that thing. We try and trap that thing. We try and manipulate that thing because we like it. You know, it appears pleasant to us. So we develop uncontrolled desire for all the things we desire, all the things we perceive to be pleasant. We want them, we need them for our happiness. And we're going to go all out and do anything it takes to get it. That's delusion, that's distortion. Because of course, these are not based in reality. If it was, we would have found what we needed to be happy by now, surely. We've tried so long and so hard our entire life to fulfill these desires. How successful have we been? If I only have this, and if I only have that, and if I have that, I'll be happy forever after. That's the illusion. It's never going to happen from the external. Never. It's just this illusion that we're chasing. And we're experiencing suffering as illusion, as hallucination, actually. Because it's not fixed. It's not really there the way we think it is. So, by understanding the origin of our suffering, we can learn to recognize, reduce, and finally abandon delusions, which are the source of all our suffering. These are the causes. Suffering is the effects. All the contaminated actions we engage in while our mind is pervaded by anger, by jealousy, by selfishness, by greed, we engage in many actions, and karmically, we then are creating the seeds of suffering that we then experience. So it's all coming from inside. The problems are arising from inside our mind.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into the timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.